Zog the Gemara, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Be'emes Omru Achazen. That's going back on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Lo Yikra Lo'or Haner, a person not allowed to read Lo'or Haner, because he might tilt the candle with the oil in order to look better at the text you're looking at. And that tilting might cause Havara. So that's why Lo Yikra Lo'or Haner, you might forget yourself and tilt the Ner. Then the Mishnah said, Be'emes Omru, Hachazen Roya Hechet Tinoikas Koirin. The Chazen can look along where the Tinoikas are up to, where they are Koira. So Frek the Gemara, Va'amrit Reisha. The Mishnah starts off and says, that what? That Roya. That the Chazen is allowed to be Roya where the Tinoikas are Koirin. And we assume, just like the Tinoikas are Koira, the Chazen does the same thing. My love, that means, that is Likrois. That means just like the Tinoikas are Koirin, as I stated in the Mishnah, so too the Chazen is Roya, which Gemara assumes now means Koira. So it's a stira. You just said in the Reisha that Lo Yikra Lo'or Haner. And then it says that the Chazen is Koira, together with the Tinoikas. So how could it be, on the one hand, the Chazen Lo Yikra, and then it says, he's Roya, Echan Tinoikas Koirin, is Mashma, just like they are Koira, he could be Koira. Zog the Gemara, my love, it means Koira. It just means to look at the Rosh Pashios to get himself ready to know exactly what to read the next day, where the Pashios start. After all, he's the Gabbai, so Meli has to know. If you can Mesadu the Rosh Pashios, Zog the Gemara, only to be Mesadu, he can be Mesadu the heads, the beginnings of the Pashios, but not to be actually Koira. Bekula Pasha Loi, he can't read the whole Pasha. If you'd give him an Aleph, Meisre, we have a Kasha. Reb Shimon Gmil Loimel, Reb Shimon Gmil says clearly, Hatinoiko Shabez Rabon, meaning the children that are learning by the Rebbe. Hoy Mesadrin is Pashios saying, that means Lechatchila Dalit, allowed to be Mesadu the Pashios, Bekoyin Loraner, is Mashmed allowed to be Koira directly Loraner. So it implies that Tinoikas can read the whole Pasha. Koirin is Kola Pasha, not just the Rosh Pasha Yosef. Now Tosef points out that the Mesadrin over here is Mashma, that the Chatchila did allowed to read the whole Pasha. And we don't differentiate. Just like the Tinoikas, it means over here, Mesadrin, it means the whole Pasha, Likrois, so who adin, the Chazen, is allowed to be Koirin the whole Pasha. So Ibizayit Shver, we said before that the Chazen can only read Rosh Pasha Yosef. Over here it's Mashma that the Tinoikas are Mesadeh Kula Pasha, they read the whole Pasha, and likewise the Chazen can read the whole Pasha. On that the Gemara gives two Tirutzim. Iboy is saying Rosh Pasha Yosef, that indeed the Tinoikas can only read Rosh Pasha Yosef. That's one Teretz. V'Iboy is saying Shaina Tinoikas. Children are different. Why? Hoyel ve'emas Rabon Aleyen le'osi la'atzluyei. Since they have the Emes Rabon, that fear from the Rebbe, so they're not going to be atzluye. They're not going to touch the candle. They're not going to be atzluye. So Mela, Zog Rashi, Tap Rashi, the Emes Rabon Aleyen, ein poishtin yad l'shum dover. They don't touch anything. V'afilu b'choil el al pi Rabon. Unless the Rebbe says so. I don't know if today's children are like that. Today's children won't touch anything unless the Rebbe says so. But so steht in Rashi. Tinoikas Shabbos Rabban are so well behaved that they want to be osilat sluye, so there's no chash of being matted in there. The matted in there is you want to adjust it, you want to tilt the candle to have a better light, so that's a chash of the Issa of Avora. Now, in Halach, it's brought down in Reish Ayin Hei that when on Yom Kippur by night, since it's Amos Hadin, so you're allowed to be Koiril or Aner. Meaning, when do we always choshet, by amolga candles especially, that you might come to tilt the candle because you want to look better inside? That's on a regular Shabbos. But since the Amos Hadin, Yom Kippur by Nacht, kemekukin arayin, even lo Aner. Why? Because just like the Gemara says over here, Amos Rabban Aleyen, there's a din of Amos Yoim Adin Aleyem, so mele is less of a chash of Shemayata. So Rashi over here says it's Amos Rabban Aleyen. If you look at the Ben Nisim going, on the bottom, he says, Gevaldige Pshat. By me, it's printed over in the bottom. He says like this, Hatinoikas Yisrachku min Akriya ve'yahavu she'yichabe haner. The Tinoikas want the candle to get extinguished already. They're not going to, they're very happy. They're not going to try to adjust it to make a better light. Someone who wants to arayin cooking good, so Pshat is going to take it and adjust the candle. And it'll tilt it, and it'll be mechabit. V'choshesh. Tinoikas are not interested in being tilting candles to see better. They let it go out. They're not looking for looking better. Punkt verkehrt. The children are waiting for the bell to ring. The class to be over. They'll be very happy. Aber Chazan is different. Lo yikra, because Chashin is Shemayata. He doesn't want it to be extinguished. So Meila, that is the difference between Tinoikas and Chazan. Zog du mal weiter. Ki yoytze boi lo yoychel azov im azov. Just like we said, that you're not allowed to koyre lo ganer, because Shemayata. So a zov should not eat together with a zov. Shema yovoyu leher gildover. They come out and do an avera. They'll be together. It's also zogim al tanya. Reb Shimon Lozer Oimel, boyu re'ei ad heichon pirtze taira. Take a look and look how strong taira was in Klal Yisrael. Pirtze is a lashon of ufaratz the yom of a kedmo. How strong it is. Why lashon gvura? Why shaloi shaninu lo yoichal atayra matmeya? We didn't have to tell us a din that a Torah is not going to eat with a tmeya. That's posher that someone is a Torah is not going to do an avera with a tmeya with an erva, because everyone ate chulin b'tayra v'loy ha'oichlim l'shasei in tmeyos. That means a tohar ate chulin b'tayra, even non koyin, a regular tohar. He ate his chulin b'tayra. There's no sad in the world he would eat tayros chulin. I mean, not b'tayra with his wife. That's tomei. So we don't have to tell us lo yoichal atorim atmeyo. There was a zah pirtz of tiger and kol yisro that a Torah. We don't have to tell us that lo yoichal atorim atmeyo because hergal avera, because they're not going to eat together. Mashein kein zovim azova. Since over there he is tomei, so there he's not eating chulin b'tayra. It's tomei anyways. So we here only here we have to say lo yoichal azovim azova. Zog the morish loyshaninu lo yoichal atorim atmeyo ela lo yoichal azovim azova v'mne hergal avera. So we see that the chashash only starts by zover mezover, where there's no insurance that he's making sure that he's eating chulin b'tayra because he's a zov. So here we have to say lo yochel azov mezover because herg laveira. Zog the Gemara ki yoytzboy. Similarly, lo yochel zov parush im zov ameoretz. There were those that were pushim, tamid chachomim. They knew to stay away from things that are osa, and ameoretz did not. So likewise, a Zov Parush should not eat together with a Zov Amoretz. Two men, a Zov Parush and Amoretz. Frek the Gemara, why? Shema Yagileno Etzloi. Because maybe the Amoretz will get the Parush to come very close to him and he'll be Magalim by him. He'll eat in his house, he'll eat his fruits, maybe that are not Mesukun. But right now the Gemara doesn't understand. If he's a Zov, who cares that he's a Parush? Whatever he touches his tummy anyways. Frek the Gemara, v'chi Magile Etzloi Mehava. What's the difference if he's Magile Etzloi? What he eats in his home is also tummy. He's a zov. Elo zok demora nupshat. Elo emo shema yachileno dvorin tmeyin. The chash is that he might feed him things that are tummy. Things that are tummy. Zok demora otu zov porush lav dvorim tmeyin ochil. The zov porush automatically eats dvorim tmeyin. Whatever he touches, kol magoy is tummy. So what is a zov porush any more of a miyuchas than ama oretz? What are you worried that he's going to feed him tomei? Whatever he touches himself is tomei. Zog mor om rabaya gzera shamechalan v'dvorim she'enem sukonim anupshat. He'll feed him things that meiser, the proper tithe, wasn't taken off. The trumas and meisers weren't taken off. It's because amoretz is choshed ala meisers. The meisers at least is choshed on. So meila he'll be meichalim dvorim she'enon to mitzukonim meiser. Is a 10%, so that he doesn't take off. Truma is echad mi shishim ein ro, even ein toiv is echad ma'aboyim benin echad chamishim. That he takes off, but dvorim meinim sukonim. So we're worried he doesn't take off ma'isa. That's the chashash of a zov parush. True that whatever he touches is tomei, but misukonim it is. So that's the chashash. That's one teretz. Chova Omar, roiv amoretz ma'asenein, roiv amoretz amaratzim take off ma'isus. So Oy bazoi, zok drashi, v'loy gazrinon gzera l'gzera. So it's a gzera l'gzera, because number one, you're saying a zov parish cannot eat with a zov amoretz. That's one gzera. Gzera otu, that he doesn't take off maisris. Choyv take off. So it's called a gzera l'gzera. So even though we had a taisa before, I mean, you have to understand, but according to Abaya, you are guys of Gzeila Gzeila. So you have to say either Kulachad Gzeila, but really, taisa before said only by Hoitso we're guys of Gzeila Gzeila. So it could be taisa only saying that Legabi in Yone Shabbos. By Shabbos, Hoitso is a Melacha Gura. Here we're not talking about Shabbos. Akoponim, so Rava says, Roiva Moz Ma'asenein. Elo, Zogdemor, what's the chash? Shema Yagel Etzloy V'Yachlen Advarim Tmei B'Mei Tarosoy. Stam, they'll become buddies, they'll become friends. So even when the Zof Parish becomes Tahor, he'll go to his house and he'll eat Dvarim Tmei B'Mei Tarosoy when he's Tahor. And that's what we're concerned about. We're concerned that the Zof Parish, Kiyotzvah, should not eat with Zof Amoritz, B'Mei Tarosoy, he might be Magel Etzloy, invite him over for dinner and he'll eat Dvarim Tmei B'Mei Tarosoy. Zogdimo Vaitel Bayalu the following question. Nida Mao Shatishn in Bailo and Nida. Could she be with her husband? In which way? He be bigdo vuhu be bigdoi. They're both dressed. Could they be bemita achas in the same mita? Hu be bigdo vihi be bigdo. Now we know the halacha that it's also. But the Gemara is saying Mechatesa, where does it say that it's also? What's the din legabe nida? Hu be bigdo vihi be bigdo. Without a maisa avecha. Being together in the same bed, but closed. There's no kiruv basar be'etzim, because they're closed. Zog the Gemara Toshma, I'll bring the following raya from the din of basar v'cholov. Ha'oif, oif is the rabbonon. Oif is also the rabbonon. Chicken is only the rabbonon dik basar. Oilem ha'gvina ala shulchan is allowed to go on the same table with a gvina. Without a hecker, you're allowed to have cheese on the table and chicken on the same table. They ain't a nechal, but it can't be eaten, obviously. That's an isa. Divrei Rabbi Shammai. Rabbi Shammai's shita is that since it's not the raisa, the etzem achila, so that we're not goyza on the halo, you're allowed to have on the same table. You don't have to have a hecker. You can have on the same table chicken and meat, chicken and cheese, I mean. Bishilo imrim, loy oyle v'loy nechal. The goyza, halo otu achila. It's not nechal, we know mid rabbonon, and it's not oil either. So, what do we see over here? We see that just like by basar and oif, by oif and gvina, I mean, we're goyza halo or to achila. So likewise, hu be bigdo, vihi be bigdo. It should be also halo on the same meter, or to the issa of arayas, of issa of kiru basar of nida. Which is the raisa. So, otu the raisa, we should ask the halal, meaning even who be bigdo, we be bigdo. That's what we want to bring a raya from Beis Hillel. Zog the Gemara, there's a fundamental difference. Shiny hosom de leka deos. Cheese and chicken have no mind of their own. Mashenkin, two people have a mind of their own. So, you have deos. There's number one. There's a shinu, okay, the fact that they wear in clothing. But the point is, there's deos. So there's a mind that can tell us not to. Mashiach over here, there is no day. Zog Rashi, Shnei b'nei Odom, Shiaskilu Zelazer. There's two people that can remind one another that is an Issa to be Mekarev Bosor. Vua denami demotz leshinui deleka shinui lekeira. Another difference, you could have said there's a shinui. Because after all, they're wearing clothing. Umiyu adifu noka dafilu deyes leka. Meaning really there's two differences. One is there's a shinui. Because after all, I'm wearing clothing and she's wearing clothing. And number two, there's two people that can remind another. Mashenkin, cheese and chicken, there's no deus. No, they don't talk. Chicken doesn't say, no, don't eat me. Chicken doesn't talk. And there's no shinu either. We're not talking about the shinu, a hacker. So l'choyer, there's a difference. Basil can ask over there, lo yoylo, doesn't mean that it should be also by who be big the vibe big the mito. This is probable why the hechadik deyos shiny. That whenever there's deyos, it's different. Deyos is different. The ketoni safe. It says in the sefer. Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimel. Shnei achsenoyim oichlen al shulchan echad. Two people. Achsenoyim. I come to a motel. I go to the dining room, and he another person is in the same hotel, the same rest stop, the same parking lot. We're sitting on a picnic table. Shnei achsenoyim. Two people that are strangers. Are allowed to eat al shulchan echad ze oichol basa ve ze oichol gvina without a hecker, even though it's on one table. I am mine, you have yours. We don't connect one to another.
Ze'ochel basar, ze'ochel gvina, even basar, ve'ein choshen. So we see clearly that when there's deis, you don't need a hekah. When there's deis, it's oila la shulchan. So who be big dog, he be big dog is mutter, just like shnei achsen noyen, oichel la shulchan echot. Ze basar, ze gvina. Zog die Gemara. There's a major difference. There's no right from the Sefer. V'la'avit m'ra'alo, m'ra'ab chonin b'ra'abim, m'ra'ab shmuel, lo'ishon, l'sh'ein makirin zeh zeh. They're total strangers. They're not going to share food with one another. They don't know each other. Person eating his meat sandwich is not going to give it to a total stranger by a rest stop. Take a bite. He sits and he sits. So it's ein makirin zeh zeh. That's why it's mutter. Av makirin zeh zeh. Basheken hu bebigdo ve hi bebigdo. It's husband and wife. It's makirin zeh zeh. So then avad it's also. Because if two people are sitting on a table, it's also without a hecker. You have to have a hecker. So this is the makar of even by ishta nida. There's no way to say yichud by an ishta nida. But when you're eating on a shulchan echad, you have to have a hecker. So really, that's really a machlek zvishoinim. The Rambam in Issur Rabir, Halach Yud A, Perek Yud Alef, Halach Yud Ches says that if usually they eat when she's not in Nida, Bekora Achas, so Bemei Nidusa, they can eat B'Shulchan Echad even without a Heker, as long as not Kora Achas. The Ravid says no. Other Rishonim say that if you usually eat B'Shulchan Echad, then you need a Heker Bemei Nidusa. So that's really the Yisoid HaMachlokes, is the Vart that it's a Heker Dikadin, or the vart is that it shouldn't be derechiba. And the Ikki Yisoid is that it shouldn't be derechiba, meaning bekara achas. Once it's not derechiba, that's already sufficient. Is it a heka dikadin, or it shouldn't be a derechiba dikadin? And the heka will be a harchok. Al kaponim, makirin zeh zeh tzaka osa. Bochnami makirin zeh zeh ninu. Husband and wife is avada makirin zeh zeh. Hu bebigdo vi bebigdo is osa, should be osa. Zog demora, hochi hashto. There's still a difference. Why? Hosam deyes ikah. True, there's two people, there's deis, but shinui leka. There is no shinui, because they're eating the regular way. Masha enkein, hocha, by the case of hube bigdo b'mita achas, ika deis, number one, there's two people, two minds, so one can remind another, the ika shinui. There's also a shinui, because the usual way of sleeping is not with your clothing on. Usual way of sleeping, zog drashi, is ela b'kiru bosar. The regular way of sleeping is kiru bosar, without clothing. And there's a shinui over here. They're in bed together with what? Hu bebigdo vi bebigdo. So there's number one is deos, two minds. They remind one another. Number two, there's a shinui. It's like a hecker, a shinui, that he's wearing clothing and she's wearing clothing. So in melel oilam, it's mutter. It's not a raya to the case of two people that are makirin zezeh. Hochi hashi, you can't compare neither with a husband to orchim that are makirin. Hosam by orchim deos iko shinui leka, so there's a chash by makirin. Mashekin hocha by nida and baila ikadeis vikashinu. That's one way. Ikadamri, another way of answering the kash is as follows. Toshma, Rashbag oimel, shnei achsenoim oichla shulchan echod, two achsenoim allowed to eat on one table. Ze bosav ze gvina, viitmra lo, so going directly to that braisa. Bos and gvina is muta. Viitmra lo, we learned on that braisa. Omer avchonim ba ami omer shmu, lo shonu shei makirin ze ze. That's only if they don't know each other. They're not allowed to eat on one table. Ava makirin ze ze, but they know each other. Osir, so if you know each other, it's osir. So ibe zoi, v'hani nami makirin zeh zeninu. So husband and wife is makirin zeh zeh. So it should be osir. Zog d'gmor is a difference. Hosam deyos ikos shinu leka. By bosa and gvina, this deyos by makirin zeh zeh, but there's no shinui. Because I'm not talking about a shinui on the table. Stam on one table without a shinui is osir. Hoch ikadeyos vikos shinui. Over here is different because lo ilum over here there's two people and there's also a shinui. The fact is that they're wearing clothing. That's good for the shinui. So mele could be mutter. So we're back to the original kasha. Hu bebigdo vihi bebigdo. What's the issa? Lemaisa, at the end of the day, there's deyos and there's shinui. So maybe it's mutter. Just like bosa and gvino is mutter when there would have been a shinui by two deyos. There's deyos and there's shinui. So the Gemara comes out, no, Toshma, lo yoichel azove mazove, it says in our Mishnah, ki yoichel, where we said, azove and azove cannot eat together, why? Mishum hergel aveira, because they might come to live together. Now what do we see over there? That there's a chashash of hergel aveira. So oi bezoi, hu bebigdo vi bebigdo, should be also. So the Gemara is the difference. Hochanami deos iko, shinui leko. Over there there's no shinui. Zove mazove, don't say anywhere they have a shinui on the table. All you have is deis. Deis alone is not enough. Two people is not enough for a reminder.
That's taka osur. 2 days is taka osur. Mashenken hu bebigdo vibebigdo plus 2 days. Maybe there's a shinui should be mutter. So there's no raya. Zogma toshma. Next raya. This is the final raya from the posik. Shaitan posik in Yecheskel. Elo hogim lo yoichal. Lo ochal. That means I did not eat. Elo hogim. What does that mean? Zogdrashi. Shulen ispana so beschus oves lehutzach lekach lefishu tzadik. Meaning, I was not nisparnes b'schus oves. Elo horim, loshen horim. Ve'ein of loy noso. And I did not lift my eyes. El gilule beis Yisrael. I did not lift my eyes to David Zoras. And the final thing is, ves eishes re'eyu loy timei. Was it mitame eishes re'eyu? Ve'el isha nido lo yikav. And I wasn't korev. I didn't come close to an isha nido loy sikav. So what are we comparing now one to another? Makish isha nida le esh reyu. The pasuk in Yecheskel is makish compares isha nida to esh reyu. Ma esh reyu hu bebigdo vi bebigdo osur. We know esh reyu is an isha yichud. You're not being meyachad with. We're not talking about ishtoi. Ishtoi is a het. No isha yichud. Esh reyu. You're not being meyachad. So of course you can't be hu bebigdo vi bebigdo. That's no tzad in the world. Esh reyu is mutter. Hu bebigdo vi bebigdo. The question was only your own wife because there's no isha yichud. So the question was, who bebigdo vibebigdo, this deis and the shinui. But eishes re'eyu, you're not allowed to be in the same bedroom, even who bebigdo vibebigdo, you're not allowed to be in the same room. Even not in the bed, it's in the siyichud. So avada by eishes re'eyu, there's an siyichud midiraisa, we learn out from achicho ben imecho, so we compare one to another. Ma eishes re'eyu, who bebigdo vibebigdo also, af ishte nidoi, who bebigdo vibebigdo also. The posuk in Yecheskel compares ishte nidoi to eishes re'eyu. Just like Eishes Re'eyu, who bebigdo vibebigdo is also because it's a yichud. So even though there's no Eishes Yichud on Ishtoi, but the gabed din of who bebigdo vibebigdo, if we're also comparing that, it's also Shema Mino. And that's the reason why it's also. So that's, the Gemara wants me to arrive from this posik. So it'll come out that it's also. Upligid rapodas. Rapodas halt nishta zoi. Why? The Omer rapodas. Loi osro teira elo kuva shal gilya rayas. Buvad. What does the Torah ask? The Torah only asks the kurva of Gilui Arayis, meaning Tashmish Mita Mamish. Any other kurva, even Kiruv Basar, even touching each other, is only Midrabonon. So Eibazoi, who bebigdo, he bebigdo, is even further removed, and you're not Goyza. Rav Podas holds Midaraisa only asks Tashmish Amita. So Meila Kiruv Basar is Midrabonon. So who bebigdo vibebigdo is mutter. Masha Enkein Tanakama, the one that learns that from Elohim loy ochal ve'enav loy nosa gilui beisovich Israel loy timav ishnida loyikav. He's makish ishtoi nida to eshreeyu. He holds that it's also midrabbonon. Also who bebigdo vibebigdo. Zogdemo, what's the potus's din? Raya. That only Tashma Shamita is also midraisa. Shenemar, ish ish el kol shel psoroi loy sikavu legalis elvo. Only the gilui erva is also midraisa. Now, Zogdemo, ula kiave osimi be rav ave menashiklu la achvese, abe chadayu. When ula came back from the base medush, he kissed his sister, abe chadayu. On her breasts, abeyadayu. Others have a gil, abeyadayu. The amilo zaktemor abeyadayu. But the point is, he kissed his sister. Upliga didea didei. Ula that did this is pliga didea didei. Why? The oma ula afilo shum kurva osur. Any kurva is osur. Mishum lech lech omen is amri nizira schor so lekam lo sikra. Any kurva is osur. So it would be also to kiss his sister even on her hands. Any kirva is also. Now Toysa right away says that how did Ula do this? The bottom Toysa says, like we find the Gemara in Ksubas, the Rav Adar bar Avin Malkav Akatfe, he carried the kala on his shoulder. Umarakad. Omel Rabbanan Anon Ma'u Lemevet. Could we do this? The Rabbanan asked. Omel no. Idami lechen be kshura lechaya. If the kala is considered like a kshura, like a beam, like a log of wood, then it's mutter. For me, she's like a log of wood. So no chash hiu. V'loy, then it's also. V'asefer lechosh lefash lechayach kan lomo hay oisa. But it's poshut zaktoises. He was a tzadik gomer, so behem it's mutter. Now,
The Ramban learns that the reason why Ula did it was he held like Rav Podas, that there's Deyos and there's Shinui. So there's any kirva without a chashash bia, according to Rav Podas, is muta. Because who be big the be big is muta. So there's Deyos, there's two people, and there's a Shinui. So Mela, the fact that he did it something which is not Boli de bia, so he held was muta. There's no chashash bia by a choysoi. The etzim like other arayas. The Rambam says a loshen of hageze meguna. Anyone that has a kirva with a choysoi is hageze meguna. Zok the Rambam mechabek or menashek kagoyin a choysoi, even though there's no taiven hano, hageze meguna be yoyser. So lemaisa we paskin like Rav Yosef. Rav Poda says only midrash is only also tashmash amita. Kiru bos is drabonon who be bigda ve bigda is muta. But we paskin like Rav Yosef. That means who be bigda ve bigda is also midrabonon even by ishtoi. All kirv is deraisa like chibuk and like nishuk. Loisikavu doesn't just mean the tashmash amita, means any kirv is also midrashah. Meaning chibuk ve nishuk is the raisa, even if there's no kirvas boser of bia, even without bia, and the who be big the be big does the rabbonon, and then we pass like Rav Yosef, and that's why chibuk, venishuk, and other cravers are also mid the raisa, according to Rav Yosef, and that's how we pass. We pass like Rav Yosef, chibuk venishuk is also. As they pass in the Rambam in Isur Bia, in Perek Chof Aleph Halacha Aleph, Mashenkin the din yichud suga b'shishanim yichud is muta beishtoi. Lemaisa, the Ramban learns that even according to Rav Yosef, only the bia is also midraisa, and all other kirvas are midrabonon. Meaning, even chibuk v'nishik is only midrabonon. Just Rav Yosef doesn't differentiate between who be bigdo, who be bigdo, or other kirvas. Any kirva, even if it's not kiruv boser. All of them are also midrabonon. So what that which is osa by an Ashes ish, so who are then, that's osa by ishta nida. That's how Rav Yosef learns. Whatever is osa by Ashes ish is osa by ishta nida. Not the din yichud, but the din of hu be bigdo, if he be bigdo, that's taka osa even by ishta nida. We'll stop over here by the two dots, four lines from the bottom of the omelet.
Shkoyach, beautiful.